The Board of Education here in Santa Fe is moving forward with its search for a new superintendent. The board hopes to paint a clearer picture of what it's looking for during a Skype conference call with Ray and Associates. That's the search firm helping with the hire. Criteria for a new superintendent and a salary range will be discussed along with defining the role of the board-appointed advisory committee. The board also hopes to work with Ray and Associates to lay out a timeline for the process, hopefully having a new superintendent in place by the end of July at the latest. Police here in Santa Fe are still trying to identify a man caught on camera shooting several rounds at one of the two-speed vans owned by the city. The van takes photos of speeders as they go by. A ticket is then sent in the mail to the owner of the vehicle. The incident happened on April 11th. Police have been circulating photos of the suspect on social networking sites in an attempt to ID the suspect. A new group of contractors will be taking over operations and management at the federal government's nuclear waste repository in southeastern New Mexico. The transition is slated to happen later this year. The U.S. Department of Energy has announced that it has awarded the five-year, $1.3 billion contract to Nuclear Waste Partnership, LLC. The contract covers management of the department's National Transuranic Waste Program and the Waste Isolation Pilot Program near Carlsbad. The National Weather Service is saying mostly sunny skies today with a high temp near 80, isolated sprinkles overnight with an overnight low near 51, and isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 82. I'm John Califf. You can get all the news and information you need by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.